Welcome back from Disney World, Andy Breckman.
Thanks, Tom.
What's going on here?
What
is wrong with your microphone?
Oh, you tell me.
Good God.
The microphone?
Jesus. Yeah.
All right, I'll take Molly's microphone. Would that be better?
What is going on here?
Okay, is this better?
No, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, you can
gotta figure it out. Yep.
Well, no, we'll get you a mic.
Yeah, honey. Molly, move your mic back to yourself.
Yeah.
So this is 7 second delay, am I right?
Yes. You want to start over? That was pretty awkward.
Nah.
So how was last week? What did you do?
Last week we aired the classic bathroom sting episode of 7 second delay.
Classic is a funny word, isn't it?
Yeah, but more back to you.
Classic just means old, I guess.
How was Disney World?
We had fun. It was with I was with the grandkids.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me to name them all.
Okay.
The big group. We did the park, and then you get on a cruise ship. They take you around the Caribbean.
You did a Disney cruise.
We did. I did. I'm guilty of that.
Yep. Did you do Space Mountain?
I think the rest of the group did Space Mountain.
You did not do Space Mountain.
Not a roller coaster guy.
Did you do It's a Small World After All?
I was away for almost a week and was never upside down.
Boat ride?
I did not do It's a Small World After All.
What the hell did you do there?
Because I value my... I was just on the Peter Pan ride over and over and over again. Sitting next to Stray Kids.
Stray Kids.
Yeah. I'm just a single. If any of you kids want to go on the ride again, there's a seat right here next to me. Hey, you like Peter Pan? Who likes Peter Pan? That was me.
You had no problem with security?
Oh, I had lots of problems with security. I went through like 18 disguises.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So it was... All right.
It was very exciting.
So this was not a departure.
My own way, it was a very exciting week.
And your daughter Molly is here with us tonight. Welcome, Molly.
Molly is. I know she's called in a few times, but she's not often.
I don't think I've called in.
I don't think you've been on a full episode since the Learning How to Drive episode.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And now she's an excellent driver.
That's awesome.
How's the driving going?
Bad.
But you've got to be a better driver than your dad, though.
She's
right?
fine until she has to park. She's 100%.
Yeah, until. Well, the issue is I listen to that episode on loop over and over again, the driving advice, and I get so distracted listening to that episode, trying to follow the advice, that I can't drive.
You get discombobulated.
Yeah.
Molly is heading to college. Molly's heading to Kenyon College. Molly just learned who her roommate is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a girl from mainland China, and I know that because they aren't allowed to have social media there, so I'm the only one in the whole school that has... No concept of my roommate.
She can't contact her roommate.
I can't. I couldn't find her on Instagram.
Her roommate does not have a social media account.
No, well, she doesn't have a Western social media account, but
she's
probably got a Baidu account.
Yeah.
So what are you suggesting?
We
zipped over to Beijing?
No, Molly should download Baidu and join Baidu.
Yeah. Well,
don't do that,
there.
Molly. Whatever that is, do not do that. It smells wrong.
Why?
No, it literally smells wrong. Literally. No, we'll wait till this young woman comes stateside.
Yeah, I'm telling her that all American, like when you first meet an American, you give them $20.
That's a good tactic.
Molly's little plan. Hey, speaking of money, now that Molly brought it up.
Oh no.
Molly's looking for a job in the Madison area. Contact Ken at WFMU.org.
And she's available from now until when?
She leaves in mid-August. She leaves in four weeks.
4 weeks.
Molly babysits.
So she's looking for a four-week gig.
She dog walks. She loves animals. I don't know what other skill set she has. She's worked at stores, retail.
And there's no open positions at your new pickleball court?
Like for a ball girl?
Yeah, ball girl.
To just crouch off to the side and wait for stray balls to come rolling around?
Yeah.
I think for... me to work on a pickleball court, Dad has to use it.
Yeah, I will have to go out and actually hit the ball.
Someone has to use that pickleball court for me to, I don't for me have, to get money from tips.
I'm not using the pickleball court yet. But we'll have a fence up soon. That's the last element of the court.
I see.
And then we'll do something with it. I've got to learn how to play that game.
Well, you and I had a volley.
I can volley.
We had a six-hit volley.
I believe that's the North American record.
Six thwacks.
Yeah. No, we'll have to challenge some listeners to pickleball. How much fun would that be?
Oh, hey, we are wasting time. Because
valuable time. Why?
You need somebody to come and feed your meter.
Oh, you're damn right. I have my car is parked out front. It's on Montgomery Street. It's across the street from the station.
And what kind of car is it?
It's a Chevy Volt. It's a black Chevy Volt.
Oh, that's so great that you got an eco car.
And all the dents in it, they're from me.
The dents are. Yeah. Molly has signed the dents. It's a hybrid car. It's the only planet we have, Ken. And I need to feed the meter, 25 cents. Oh, I need to feed the meter by quarter after. I need someone in Jersey City to volunteer to feed the meter, to come to Montgomery Street with a quarter.
Okay, and what should they do?
They should put the quarter in the meter and buy me 20 cents more.
Okay, so I can avoid 20 minutes ticket. More. And what's your license plate number?
Don't know the license plate, but I'm sure it's the only...
And my dad was telling me on the drive up, if you feed the meter, he'll personally invite you to dinner, just him and you. He'll take you out.
Yeah, and also you can upstairs happen.
Why would you say that?
You can talk to Melanie and Bob Seger with us later in the program.
What I will do is I will call you from wherever I'm having dinner if you feed the meter.
Okay, so let's get this straight. You're on Montgomery Street, in between Washington and Green.
Right. What's the address here?
Are
543. 543?
No, 43.
Oh, just 43.
Yeah.
43 Montgomery Street.
And are you right in front of WFMU?
No, I'm literally across Montgomery
Street.
Okay,
across the
street. Facing the other way.
And it's a black Chevy Volt?
It's a black Chevy Volt. I need someone to feed the meter. If you do feed the meter, come on.
My dad will give you $10,000.
No. Molly, what?
Well, not really $10,000.
Molly, do you really think this microphone was built without an off switch? Is that what you think? That
maybe,
there's no way for daddy to turn it on?
Maybe 10,000 pennies.
No. If you feed the meter, come on in and you'll leave. No one leaves without a T-shirt if they feed the meter. That's something, right?
Okay.
Wait, who's that guy?
That's Matt.
Wait, Matt, feed the meter.
He's gone. Yeah, he's
where the hell's he going?
He's going home.
Son of a bitch.
He wasn't listening
so
to the radio.
Close. I bet his pockets are just jingling with quarters.
Now, how many miles per gallon you get on this hybrid car of yours?
Never you mind. Never you worry your pretty little face about how many miles an hour. All right.
Not miles
You've got
an
other
hour,
things
miles
to worry
per
about.
Gallon.
We've got
I think
Melanie
you mean
to
miles
reach.
Miles per charge.
Miles per gallon.
Yeah. Well, that's right. No, Molly's
well, it's
right.
It's a hybrid,
you know,
right?
Yeah. It's a hybrid. The first 40 miles or so are on the, with the battery.
Uh-huh.
And then the engine kicks in. Yeah.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah.
How weird.
So there's no, what is the word when you're anxious about how far a electric car can go?
I don't know.
No, there's a word. There's a term for it where you're the anxiety.
Nervous?
No. There's a term for it.
Because I have a hybrid car and mine doesn't work like that at all.
That's true. No, mine works correctly. Yeah. 201, 209. 9368. What is that term now? I'm going crazy. When you're worried about how far, whether or not you can get home in your electric car.
Charge anxiety.
Oh my gosh. Oh, anyone that's bought a car in the last 10 years knows.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. But listen, I need someone to feed the meter. You really will get. You'll have the thanks of the heartfelt thanks of a grateful nation.
And you only have 10 minutes to go, right? You only fed.
What
it.
Else can I offer them?
You fed it until 6:20.
I will promise you, God is my witness, never to seduce your wife or your girlfriend.
Well, that's
if
not,
I'm ever in that situation.
That's not real. That's a fake.
That could happen.
No, that could never happen.
I'm at Record Fair. I'm charming people. I'm on that WFMU.
You're 66 years old.
I'm
you're not going to seduce
years
anybody.
Old.
Jesus, what are you kidding me?
Yeah. If you take a photo of you feeding the meter and send it to my dad at 201.
No, don't give the number, honey.
201.
No, we don't do that. We don't. Oh, right, here, you can give this number.
Oh, Andy's number. Right. Yes.
No, we don't do that.
No, go ahead.
Sweetheart,
go ahead, Molly.
We don't do that.
Molly, I give out my phone number on the air all the time.
He's never given out his phone
number. I've given my phone number out a zillion times.
Listen.
I get texts from listeners all the time.
All I want to do is talk to Melanie.
Okay.
The First Lady of Woodstock. Are you a fan of Melanie's?
I am a fan of Melanie's.
I don't know much about her story.
I had a crush on her as a kid.
Who didn't? Those hippie girls, they'll do anything.
They'll do anything.
Hand them a flower. Hand them a rose.
I liked what they've done to my song, Mom.
Yeah, that's her big hit.
Yep.
Flower, lay it down, flower, candles in the rain.
Candles in the Rain was her big Woodstock song.
She was the First Lady of Woodstock.
Is that what people call her?
Well, that's how her manager referred to her.
Yeah.
She might have been the First Lady at Woodstock. Maybe she was the first one there. She got there Wednesday afternoon.
I think Janis Joplin performed at Woodstock, right?
Yeah.
Why wasn't she the First Lady?
Maybe Melanie went on first.
Because
Melanie had her little acoustic guitar.
That's probably what it was.
Hey, I just learned Ruby Tuesday. Can I go on?
She was completely unknown.
Yeah. Not for long. Not after 20 minutes on that stage. Was she in the movie?
No, I don't think she was.
I think she was in the extended cut of the movie.
That could be. There were some clips of her performing at Woodstock on YouTube, but I don't think they made it into the original.
It was so cold. What are the lyrics to Candles in the Rain?
I don't know.
But that song, Look What They've Done to My Song, that's a heartbreaking song. Somebody took her song. A song is the only thing that she could do, according to her, half right.
Well, I think the song is...
And they made it come out all wrong.
Yeah, it's perhaps a metaphor.
For what?
For herself, for her own personality and, you know...
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
That's my girl. There you go. Reinforcements.
Hi, you're on the air.
Molly's got my back.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you got through. I'll
tell you why that's funny. Ain't nobody else calling.
Hey, Zachary, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right.
It's Zachary, one of our regular callers.
Yeah, hey, Zach, say hi to my daughter, Molly, heading off to college.
Hey, Molly, congratulations.
Thank you. May the debt be low.
You're not liable for it.
No, I'm picking up most of that.
Andy, well, good for you.
It won't hit.
You won't get swept in. Yeah. I heard it's a real bad tide for them all out there.
After a week at Disney World, I could handle tuition in college. Hey, listen.
Yeah, it's
not far from it. Now, how was your roommate situation, Zach, your freshman year?
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, don't tell Molly that.
So I had to move after the semester term.
Because of the mismatched roommate?
Well, yeah, so he, during the semester, I had this dorm room in a really small dormitory. It was notorious. It was an early one from the campus. And you had to share the room, but then I was going to be with some random guy. But then he wrote me a little later in the summer and said, hey, I got arrested for stealing, and I can't live in the dorms if you got that type of a crime on your history. I said, hey, good luck, man. So I had the room to myself.
Wow.
And then the day before class started, yeah, Ken, I know.
But
the day before class started, this guy, there was stuff in there. I came back from lunch, and there was stuff in my room.
Yeah.
A new guy got assigned, Randolph, and his stuff was in there. And so it was a very odd pairing, but he had used my electric razor over winter break.
Bastard.
Wow, that story is something for, well, not everyone.
It's horrible, so I moved.
Yeah.
For people that shave.
reminds me of my freshman year roommate.
Okay.
Henry Kroll.
I'll pay you money right now. Cash money.
How much?
To hear the story.
How much?
I'll pay you $5 right now.
Put it down on the table.
I will.
Put it down, Andy.
Money I ever
we
spent.
Got it.
He was a Michigan.
Wait, hold on. It's
he
coming
was
out.
A Michigan.
Yeah, no, hold on. No. $5.
Here, $5.
Here.
Hey, Dad, that reminds me of a roommate I had.
Hold on, honey. $5 not to tell that story. Here.
Thank you.
And on behalf of all the listeners, you're welcome. Hey, listen.
Zachary, can you help us track down Melanie?
How can he?
Yeah, I was doing some...
research?
Some research.
Research, great.
Wait, we got to call this woman. Yes, and?
Supposedly, I don't know how close it is of representation, but on her website, there is a phone number. I don't know if you called.
Okay.
I hope a bunch of people haven't been calling.
Or email it to me.
I'm not talking to people anymore.
Email it to me, Zachary, ken@wfmu.org.
But wait.
Okay.
But Ken, Zach, great, as always.
Little info.
Okay, I'm going to.
But so what's the angle? You got to get her on the phone?
Yes.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk to her. I just, sometimes, and I'm sure you've been there, Ken, I know you've been there. Sometimes you just have this urge to talk to Melanie.
Yes.
you know, life's got you down. Life gets a little bumpy, right?
No candles.
I think it's because you were in Canada.
You face a little headwind. No, she's not Canadian.
No, you, Andy, because the kids in the hall, they had the one sketch with the, where it was prominent in it, the dystopia.
What, really? Wait, they did a sketch about Melanie?
Tell us what the kids in the hall sketch was.
They squished her head.
Oh, it's the dystopian future. David Foley, he's a DJ in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one, but it's got nothing to do with Melanie.
That's the only evidence he's got. He's got the single.
Right.
It's scratched. It's messed up, and so he just has to listen to the
song. Oh, my God, it is a Melanie song, right?
Well, we'll ask Melanie about it.
Is it a Melanie song?
Yeah, I got a brand new key.
It's brand new key. Oh, my God, I forgot all about that sketch.
That's right. We saw that sketch, Molly.
Yeah.
Now we saw that sketch together in their movie.
Do you think Melanie could put us in touch with kids in the hall?
No, we're not.
Can
well,
we
we're gonna.
The mission?
So the point
finally.
Of that, though,
yeah,
is she on social at all? Like I was.
Yes, yes,
we're gonna track her down.
She's on Twitter.
A phone call in a half hour.
The you big
gotta plant that seed, Andy.
Yeah, Melanie's on Twitter, and she last posted on July 3rd.
The big question, of course, is can Melanie get up here and feed my meter?
No.
She's in. No, I know she's in Tennessee.
She probably. Yeah. She
Listen.
Lives.
Now, the truth is, we actually have a lead.
You've told space-time, Andy.
Okay.
You've been holding back on us.
Zach can't keep talking forever. He
Thanks, Zachary.
Can't. He's got to get tired. He's got to sleep.
Yeah, no, he's okay. He's tired.
Yeah, he's tired.
Yeah.
The big, the real story is we have a bit of a lead. Our friend and producer, Jeremiah, somehow dug up a phone number for Melanie.
Well, a few phone numbers.
Well, how can she have? She has multiple phone numbers.
Well, he's just guessing.
Well, he's just taking it. Yeah, but he's very lucky. He's often been lucky. When he guessed my number, he got 3 digits out of the 10.
Yeah. Okay, one of them is 9.
That's right. So wait, so let's call Jeremiah and see where he got these numbers and if they're legitimate.
Okay, let me get Jeremiah's.
So the next voice you hear will be Jeremiah, our steadfast. Long-time producer. He's been with us a couple years now, right?
Yeah, he has.
I consider him a friend, as well as a producer. I don't know what your problem with him is.
I really am friends.
Then why did I say I consider him a friend before you volunteered that?
Yeah.
Because you're not really a friend.
Oh, I see. Oh, that would explain that.
Yeah.
No arguing with you. 201-209-9368. If you're Melanie, wouldn't that solve a lot of our problems?
Oh,
if
yeah.
If she was listening?
That would help.
Hey, Melanie, give us a call. 201-209-9368. If you're Melanie from Woodstock, the First Lady of Woodstock.
You reached Jeremiah. Please leave a message.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and leave him a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
He's not picking
when
up.
You finished recording, you may
He's our producer.
He's probably working.
To leave a callback
number, for the love of crack.
He's working.
This kind of makes me mad.
Well, leave me your number.
I'm kind of mad. Jeremiah, call us on the air, 201-209-9368. We're trying to get this Melanie investigation story from you. Dear God, it didn't even occur to me in a million years you'd be busy.
Wow, that he wouldn't pick up, that he might be working.
That he might have a life.
Hi, you're on the air.
You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you. Do you remember us?
Is this Jeremiah?
18-year-old Hunter.
Hey, Hunter.
I don't think so.
How's it going, Hunter?
Hey, Hunter, my 18-year-old daughter's here.
What's up? I just graduated, too.
Okay, Molly, you stay away from this young man. Molly, I'm now putting a verbal restraining order on you, Hunter.
I don't think that's possible.
Dear God. Well, luckily Ohio's long, 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 far, far, far away. A galaxy far away. How you doing, Hunter? Hunter, have you ever heard of Melanie?
I was listening to the radio.
Yeah. Hey, what a coincidence.
We were just on the radio.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show.
Hey, wait a minute. Does
really?
This kid...
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
Does this kid live in Jersey City? Does this kid have a quarter to his name?
Why don't you ask this kid...
I'm too shy.
...that question.
Okay, Hunter, can you get to Jersey City in the next 10 minutes? Hunter, wait, let me finish. If you feed my meter, you go home with a bumper sticker and a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's so cool. Sorry to say that I'm like 3 hours away.
Oh, 3 hours away. That's not much.
Hunter, what if you speed?
Yeah.
What happened?
What if you speed?
Yeah, what if you leave right now?
Yeah, yeah, drive really fast. I mean, really, really fast.
Yeah.
I don't have my permit yet.
Oh, honey.
I'm 18, but.
Oh, he's adorable. You're just adorable. Oh, I just want to give you a big old hug. Thanks for calling.
Hey,
no
thanks.
Problem.
Thanks, Hunter.
Okay, thanks, Hunter.
All right, so you want me to explain?
No, I want to talk to Jeremiah.
Okay, well.
Try him again. Wait, I'll try him.
Okay.
You think he'll pick up for me?
Well, you're his best friend.
I'll just try him on my cell phone.
I'll try him on my cell phone.
I'm already trying.
Yeah.
Do you know what Evan does? Evan texts emergency.
Ooh.
Oh, to get someone to call?
Yeah, and then sometimes he texts real emergency. Because he's the boy.
Because people are jaded.
Yeah.
Because people are already. Yeah.
You mean he texts the words real emergency?
Yeah, and then
because,
he calls
because
you.
They've learned to ignore his emergency.
Yeah.
Someday he's going to see a real wolf and people won't believe when he yells wolf.
No, it looks like he's still not.
Where the hell? Wait, does he know we're going to call?
No.
No, watch. He's going to pick up for me. Okay, he's going to pick up for me. Listen. Come on.
Yeah, that would really make me feel terrible.
Come on. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. Come on. He knows I'm in show business. There it is. That's how you do it. That's how you ring. Come on, Jeremiah. No one's ever called this guy this often in 40 years.
I've hung out a lot with Jeremiah, and people are calling him all the time.
Oh, he's probably going to think he's getting fired. And he sees.
How could we fire him? No one else would be willing. In a million years.
He's greatly in demand. See, his mailbox is full. Is your mailbox full?
Jeremiah, this is not cool, man. Not cool, Jeremiah.
I think if I call your mailbox right now, it won't be full.
No, my mailbox has never been full.
Yeah.
My mailbox is just a lonely old mailbox.
Yeah.
You could write a children's book about my lonely mailbox. Okay, so we have somehow magically Jeremiah.
Here's what Jeremiah wrote to me.
Okay.
Earlier today, I did a reverse lookup on the phone number on Melanie's website.
Yes.
That's smart.
Go ahead. Yes, yes, yes.
And it comes up as a cell phone.
Well, that's her manager. That doesn't mean
probably not her cell phone, but who knows? She claims to personally manage the email list, and he gave me the number.
So there's one number.
No, and then he says,
go ahead, go. Yes.
I believe her unpublicized numbers are likely, and then he gives me two numbers.
Where did he get those numbers?
That's not enough for a phone number.
He doesn't say.
Just
no,
two numbers.
Phone numbers. No, two 10-digit numbers.
Two 10-digit phone
Wait,
numbers.
Wait, hold on. I got to know how he does that. Does he have, like, a private investigator's license?
No.
He has the internet.
But, no, the internet, does the internet give you people's
They usually
cell phone?
Try to charge you.
The internet can do a lot of things if you learn to use your keyboard.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's almost like cheating if you're using a keyboard.
Wait. Do you mean if you have some kind of account with some kind of super app?
Oh, there's lots of them.
Or website.
Lots of them. If you pay, you can get anything.
And has Jeremiah paid?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, maybe this is him.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling, Jeremiah.
Hey, it's Jeremiah. Yeah, it's Jeremiah. What's up?
That ain't Jeremiah. What's our safety word whenever we get really personal? What's our safety word?
Jeremiah.
You don't. You're not Jeremiah.
I was planning on feeding your meter, but we're also 3 hours away, like Hunter was.
Oh, I need someone in Jersey City to feed my meter. You will be.
We're on the way.
You will not be.
Address?
We are at 43 Montgomery Street.
You will not be maimed.
You will regret it. But you won't regret it very much.
What time was your meter fed until? Because it's now.
I think it's done.
Molly, run outside. Molly,
really? Do you want me to for real?
Yeah. Do you have a quarter?
I don't have a quarter.
Hold on. Do you have a quarter, Uncle Ken?
Probably not.
Hold on. I need a quarter. 201-209-9368. This is an emergency. I'll use Evan's little tactic. 201-209.
Oh, look at that. I have a quarter.
Okay, go like the wind, darling.
Okay.
Go like the wind, and then we'll buzz you back in.
I don't know if I know how to come back.
Yeah, you know how to come back.
Okay.
You're 18 years old. If you can go to college, you can know how to come back.
I'll buzz you back in.
Okay.
Just leave the outer door unlocked.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Well, she doesn't have a key to lock.
You got to just go down one flight, honey. Oh, now this is great. Molly can't hear us now for a couple of minutes.
Right. So what is it you want to tell? What is it you want to tell everybody?
Listen, Molly, if you live in the Madison area,
yeah.
Summit, Short Hills, Chatham,
right?
Molly needs a job. She's a babysitter.
Okay.
I can give you a reference. Not, it wouldn't be me. It would be me in disguise.
Human or animal babies, either one?
She can babysit. She can watch your house. She can watch your dog.
House sitting, dog sitting.
Yeah.
Babysitting.
She can do both at once. She's she can multitask.
Valet parking, I understand.
She doesn't, I wouldn't recommend her highly as a valet parker.
But she can do it.
She can wait tables.
Yep.
She worked at a toy store.
Uh-huh. Can she do internet work?
I don't know what's involved in internet work. Uh-huh. It sounds, I wouldn't want her to get into anything unsavory.
Right.
For example, I don't think she could volunteer here.
Yeah.
Okay, but hey, if you're interested, listen, if you know of a job for my daughter, because I told her she can't stay home this summer. She has to either be working or be out of the house.
Yeah, but she's running out the clock, my friend. There's only 4 weeks to go.
Yeah, there's about 4 weeks to go.
Yeah.
But it's ken@wfmu.org. Ken@wfmu.org.
So good job, Molly. Good job.
To run out the clock?
Running out the clock.
Well, she's been babysitting a few days a week.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we don't want her to end up like her unemployed dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do like I say, not like I do. I was so afraid to have her come here and meet the volunteers.
Why?
Yeah, why? 201-209-9368.
Hi, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Why, is this Andy and Ken?
Hey, it's Pete the Gardener.
Hey, Pete.
Yes,
hey.
How are you? Hate the show.
Wait, Pete, do you live in Jersey City?
No. I was thinking about moving, though.
Well, can you move in the next 20 minutes?
Pete's in South River.
Nope, not close enough.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to call Melanie. Pete the Gardener, are you a fan of Melanie? Remember Melanie?
Oh, of course I do. I got a brand new pair of rollers.
Yeah, Candle in the Rain. You got to love them hippie girls.
Absolutely.
Correct term is hippie chicks.
Yeah, I want to call Melanie. I want to invite her to the big FMU boat thing.
Yeah, the cruise. Oh, that would be so cool if Melanie came along.
Let's try her now. Thanks for calling. Who are we talking to?
It's Pete the Gardener.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Pete. I love having regular calls.
Sorry, Pete. I apologize on behalf of.
Okay, we're gonna make the call. These are phone numbers. Now, which of these phone numbers should we call?
The first one, perhaps.
Well, that's probably her manager. Okay.
Well, no, the first one that he gives unpublicized phone.
Okay, let's try that.
I don't know how he got them.
Okay, here we go. I'm so excited. Aren't you a big fan?
I am a big fan.
Okay, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Are you a hippie?
Yes, she has denied being a hippie.
First rule of hippiedom, deny it. Deny it when you're in public. Oh.
We're sorry.
Oh, Well, that number didn't work.
Wait, I wanted to hear how hippies apologize for...
For what? What do they have to apologize for?
For a dead phone line, for an incorrect phone line. Well, oh, no, we're down to one phone number. We had two phone numbers.
One unpublicized
number. Oh, now I'm scared. This is a disaster. Oh, come on, Ken. Dial carefully. Dial like the wind. What's her last name?
Safka.
Melanie Safka.
Melanie Safka.
Well, she won't pick up. Oh, no, wait.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, that one's bad also.
Did Jeremiah test these? Now I understand why Jeremiah didn't pick up. He's hiding. He's in the basement.
Hi, is this Melanie? You're on the air. Melanie?
201-209-9368.
Hello, Melanie. Is this Melanie?
What are the odds of this? Okay, Ken, we have a legitimate phone number from her website. She lives in Tennessee. She's in Nashville.
Yeah. Don't give out any of the information over the air.
Okay, go ahead. Call that number.
If you'll give me the piece
of
paper.
Wait, and there is an address.
Yes, there is.
Near Nashville.
We're not announcing her address, though.
No, we can spell it, though.
No, we can't do that. Okay. If somebody's in or around Nashville, I'll email you her address.
What will they do? They'll knock on the door with a cell phone?
Go.
Hey, there are two DJs that are dying to talk to you. Two big fans.
Or ring her doorbell, even better.
Okay, give the name of the town.
Hendersonville.
Hendersonville, Tennessee. We don't know if that's near Nashville.
It's probably near Nashville.
Okay, let's call her manager.
Well, no, we're calling the website.
Well, that's obviously her manager.
The website manager.
Well, that can't be. She's not going to pick up the phone. Because she has a fan club. They'd be calling her every day.
Well, who knows who this number is?
But if somebody that can reach her. Maybe. Hey, darling, thanks for that. Did I have a ticket on the windshield?
No, I got rid of it.
Whoa. No, don't get rid of the ticket.
No, just throw them away.
No, you don't throw them away.
That's the thing to do.
Okay, hold on. Wait. We got to get into character, as
yeah, this is
Tarantino
the phone
would
from
say.
Phone number
oh, wait,
from
is this?
Melanie's.
We're calling her manager.
Melanie's website. Just went into a machine or something.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't it be crazy if her machine wasn't full but Jeremiah's?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, we're going to leave a message. Oh, no. Wait, now we've got to go on her. Now we've got to go to, like, Facebook. We've got to just. We need people to start calling her.
Yeah, get to work, Andy.
Okay, well, let me just see what happens with this phone number.
Yeah, nothing's happening with this phone
Wait,
number.
Is it not even going to
it's
any
not
voicemail?
Even, not even. Nope.
Hold on. Well, this is bizarre. That's how hippies do it. They don't even own answering machines.
I'm sure she's got.
They don't want the man, and they don't want some third party machine answering the phone.
The whole
for them.
Idea was.
Oh wait, Dad, check this out. They answer to no machine.
They answer to no machine. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever heard a Have you ever heard a phone ring off the hook like this?
I have.
I mean, I have. The only time I've heard of it is in that Jimmy Webb song, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, where the phone rang off the wall in the last verse. This is like By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
I turned the phone off.
Why?
Because it was...
That was just bizarre. There's a phone in Tennessee ringing off the hook.
It may not even be ringing anything.
Can't you imagine Melanie in her little comfy chair staring at the phone, wondering who's calling? Don't you just picture it?
Well, that makes it more fun. When you
I know.
When you describe it like that.
She's sitting there. No one's called. She's surrounded by candles. She's surrounded by incense. You know, she forgot.
You're making fun of Melanie.
No.
Maybe that's why she didn't pick up.
She forgot her mantra. She's trying to remember her mantra.
She doesn't. She's not a hippie.
She's a hippie.
No, she got.
She's a working definition of hippie.
She got whooped by the hippie stick, painted with the hippie brush.
She's not a hippie? The girl that sat cross-legged on stage at Woodstock?
She was.
And
she
sang. And sang.
Sat cross-legged on stage at Woodstock?
Yeah, that was her.
No, she was sitting in a chair performing.
I believe she was sitting on the stage.
She did not sit cross-legged on the stage of Woodstock.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Pete Townsend?
Cross-legged McGee.
No. Cross-legged McGee?
Oh, it might have been her, might have been him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's probably how he got his nickname, honey.
Oh, yeah. Never thought of it, though.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Please be Melanie. Please be Melanie.
Are you Melanie? Say yes.
You ain't Melanie. Well, listen, we need someone. Okay, we need our army of listeners to hit Facebook and hit it hard and hit Twitter. Wait, isn't there a way, Molly, to like single out a person on Twitter?
Yeah.
Do it, Molly.
I deleted my Twitter.
You don't have a Twitter
account?
Good
for you, Molly.
How are you going to be
good for you?
How are you going to be the coolest kid in the dorm if you don't have Twitter?
Well, my competition's.
You mean because you mean the girl from China?
Because she's going to be on Baidu.
Because the girl from China has never even heard of Twitter.
Molly is so cool. She's on Baidu. She's not even on Threads.
The girl from China has never heard of WFMU, probably.
Oh, no, she has.
It's going to rock her world. Can you imagine?
We have listeners in China.
I don't think we do.
We do.
I didn't delete my Twitter, but I changed the password to something random and then signed out.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you don't know your own password.
No.
Interesting.
Come on, wait, you can go on Twitter.
Okay.
Can and then send her an individual message. Well, What's it called?
I can't.
Why?
A DM, because I don't have my Twitter password with me.
Dear God, what's wrong with both of you?
And I don't know it.
What generation are you with?
You have a Twitter account.
Well, for years ago, like 20 years ago.
Same with me. I don't use my Twitter account.
You're supposed to be the hip guy in the team.
The whole idea of this was that 35 minutes ago you were supposed to employ our army of listeners.
Yeah, let's go. We need people.
Kind of
okay,
thing.
We need people that remember their all we have. Here's the net we're casting for this show. If you have a Twitter account and can recall your Twitter password, give us a call 201-209-9368.
I don't think Twitter is such a good way to reach her because I did check yesterday.
Yes.
She is Melanie Sofka on Twitter.
Yes.
And she posted on July 3rd.
So that is a good way to reach her.
That's a week ago.
Wait.
That's a week ago. If you DM somebody, Andy, it doesn't make their phone ring.
Isn't there a thing where...
Wait, Instagram. You've heard of Instagram.
I have. I have not checked whether she's on Instagram.
Oh, please.
I'll check right now.
Okay, Dad, check right now. 201-209. Honey, I'll be right with you. I'm sure what you're saying is very important.
It's not.
Okay, 201-209-9368.
It is important, Molly.
Honey, we talked about this. When your daddy's lips are moving, everyone else is quiet.
You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Herb in New York.
Hi, Herb.
Hi, Herb. Can you help us reach this woman?
You know, I can't help you, but I just wanted you to know that Melanie performed at Summer Stage in Central Park maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Doesn't help us. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, Herb. Just hang up.
Hi, okay. You're on the air.
201-209-9368.
Well, I figured I must have done something wrong if you all called me.
There he is.
It's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, the two numbers you gave, those private numbers.
Uh-huh.
No, one rang off the wall and the other went to it was
no, two of them were bad and the third one rang off the wall.
Well, I guess you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I figured you didn't pay a service for these.
Jeremiah, are you near a computer?
Not really. I have my phone, but...
Dear God, I'm surrounded.
What would you like me to do?
Surrounded by the most useless army. You forgot to bring your muskets to the battle.
I didn't think I was...
My band of rebels.
I didn't think
none of them are on Facebook or... Yeah.
The fun of this, Andy, is that you are supposed to guide the
201-209-9368. Jeremiah, go on your phone. You have Twitter on your phone, right?
No, I don't really use
Dear God. Who are you people?
I don't think she's on Instagram.
Who are you?
No, she's on Instagram. Hippies love Instagram.
Yeah, Molly, did you check Instagram?
I'm on it right now. I don't
Melanie Sofka.
Melanie Sofka's not on Instagram.
How would you spell Sofka?
Sofka.
Isn't there a thing where every person is eight people away?
If you use her last, I will
we're not
say
even,
this.
We're
Bob
still eight people away.
Those numbers.
Yeah.
That's a very distinctive last name that I don't even know how you pronounce it.
Sofka.
Yeah. The one with a Y and a K in it. She seemed to have, children that also lived in that part of Tennessee. You could try one of them. One of them was an unusual spelling of Leila, L-E-I-L-A-H.
Okay, get me a phone number. I'd love to talk to her kids. Get me her phone number of the kid. Jeremiah, by all that's holy.
I don't even have hardly any cell service here. But
where are you? Where is he? I thought I was joking when I said you were in the basement.
He's helping flood victims in New York State and Vermont. Jeez, man.
Oh, yeah. He's carrying.
I wish I could say I was so noble. I've been working on a water softener, and it's taken 2 hours. I'm covered in salt.
Oh, my God. You've been working on a water softener? What make and model?
$5. $5.
Wait.
$5 to all of you.
What make and model it, Jeremiah?
It was a Kenmore water softener, and... I mean, it doesn't really have a model.
I found her daughter's Instagram.
Wait, you do? Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
All right, Jeremiah, we have a lead on her daughter.
Yeah, we have a lead. Okay.
Very good. That's much more interesting than this.
Okay, bye.
Do people check their Instagram like every day, every minute?
I don't know. No, not every minute. But
come on, okay.
She last posted July 4th.
That's a week ago.
Wait, what does she do, her daughter? Her daughter might be like...
She's a musician.
She's a musician.
Oh, well, then she does check. Then she's just waiting for gigs. The next gig, she's checking every 4 minutes.
Here, you could message her.
Okay, I will. What is her name?
Layla.
Jordy. Oh, I got the other one.
Oh, you got the other one.
Yeah.
Wait, what's her name?
I just clicked the first one.
They're both musicians.
I'm sure they're very talented.
Yeah, Layla looks like Melanie. Layla Sofka.
Jordy. Okay, I don't know how to... Okay, I can't type fast. Jordy, hello. My dad... Say, my dad is a radio disc jockey. He's on the air right now.
Hello.
Just begin with, are you by any chance a fan of Rat Race?
Are you by any chance?
A fan of Rat Race? Question mark.
Do you want me to, like,
but question mark. Yeah, no. Just, are you, honey, are you, comma, by any chance, comma, a fan of Rat Race? Question mark.
How do you spell
Type
rat
like
race?
The wind, Rat Race. Okay.
Are you, comma?
Yes,
you
a fan.
That?
Yeah, a fan, by are any you... chance, comma, a fan of Rat Race. Molly, don't editorialize. Don't rewrite me. Go. Okay.
Well, if she's not a fan, then...
No. Everyone's a fan. That's just a trick question, Molly. Okay. And then my dad...
I'm honored to follow my Instagram. This is my Instagram.
Honey, you'll be honored. She's the daughter of the First Lady of Woodstock. My dad is a disc jockey. He's on the air right now trying to reach your mom. Please call me. Exclamation point. No, two exclamation point. No, that's too. No, that seems too needy. One exclamation point.
A disc jockey?
It's a disc jockey, yeah. Radio disc jockey. It's a famous. Oh, famous radio disc jockey. Famous. Famous radio disc jockey.
Super famous.
Super famous. Oh, good. That's how you do it, Molly.
Yeah.
Who can ignore an Instagram message like that? I'd like to see someone try to ignore it.
Oh, Dad, I feel bad. She has a family.
Yeah.
This woman. Okay.
Honey, yeah, then you can send the same message to your Chinese roommate.
My dad is a irresistible.
Famous American disc jockey. Yes.
He wants to meet your mom.
But you have to set up your Baidu account.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad, okay.
Is that good, Andy?
Yeah.
We go back to the phones and see if we have any leads.
Yeah. We're looking for leads. We're down to 19 minutes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Stuart and Weehawken.
Hi, Stuart.
I know my Twitter password.
Yes.
And I sent Melanie a DM.
Yes.
Asking her to call the station.
Thank you.
Phone number. I said it's Wednesday.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's 6:35.
Say we're on the air. Call. We're big fans of hers. We're big fans of hers. I can name two of her four hits.
I can name all four.
We know how she sat on the stage at Woodstock, either on a chair.
No, on a chair.
We've narrowed it down to two positions.
I know how she got booked at Woodstock. It's a great story.
She's the first lady of Woodstock. Yeah. You say it's a great story in order to get another $5 out of me. I know that. I'm not stupid.
Well, it's a very long story.
$10.
It's not a $5 story.
If you don't want to hear that story, that's going to cost you, brother.
It's one of them $20 stories.
201-209-9368. Okay, let's take the next call.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for...
I think we all know how she got booked at Woodstock, little hippie girl like that.
I don't like that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give your dad some what for that, Molly.
No. She earned her way. She wrote that roller skate song. Hello?
Hi, this is Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
It ain't Melanie.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys looking me up.
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
Yes, an associate of mine told me you were trying to reach me.
Uh-huh.
Melanie, where are you calling from?
My associate's phone.
Melanie, what is the last digit of your street address?
Well, which address do you mean? I have so many.
Yeah.
The one in Hendersonville.
I'm really kind of an itinerant person.
You probably own several properties in Hendersonville, am I right?
And she gets around.
I mostly crash on friends' couches.
That's the way hippies do it.
I rely on the kindness of strangers.
Yeah, you bring your own incense.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling, quote, Melanie.
Oh, I appreciate your time.
Bye, fake Melanie number one.
That's as close to Melanie as we're ever going to get.
That's just fake Melanie one.
Why'd you feel awful?
If that was Melanie? Yeah. If the next time she's on stage, she said, let me tell you folks about the strangest phone call.
These people worked so hard to talk to me.
They wouldn't believe it was me.
The first mistake.
And then when I wouldn't dox myself.
Yeah.
The first mistake that fake Melanie number one made was using the word associate.
Yeah,
that's not a hippie word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
We should have some questions ready.
I got questions.
To vet her.
I got questions.
Yeah. Hey, Melanie, where do you keep this your soap, the bar soap? It's a trick question.
Oh, good one.
Hippies don't own soap.
Well, she's not a hippie, so she might actually have soap.
What was the first song she sang at Woodstock?
Beautiful People, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, was that her song?
Yeah.
Wait, Beautiful People. Wait, what is it? You wear the same, you're wearing the same clogs that I'm wearing? Or what are the lyrics? Let's play it. Let's play Beautiful People. Where do you hear this, Molly?
I don't even know this song.
Molly, you're going to be so grateful that you were born 50 years after Woodstock. You're about to thank me. Beautiful People. You wear the same perfume that I do? Wait, there's something that the Beautiful People do.
What's her song? Look What They Did to My Song.
Yeah, maybe it was about what I did to her song just now.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Beautiful People. We should have been playing Melanie all afternoon. There you go. Listen to her rocking out.
You're living the same world. Hey, if we're just listening to a song, could you give my friend Harold a shout out?
Yeah.
All these.
Who?
Harold.
Harold, go ahead.
Yeah,
Andy.
Go ahead. List all your friends, honey.
Oh, no. But,
who else might be listening?
No, Andy. She wants you to give Harold a shout out.
He listens to all these. He's
oh, he listens
fan.
To our. Yeah. He listens. He's a fan?
Yeah.
Well, then he needs more than a shout out, honey. He needs a good talking to. No, I'm a fan of Harold's. I'm a bigger fan of him than he is of me.
Oh, man. Marilyn Manson covered this song.
Well, then that's, of course, inspired. Look what they did to my song.
Yeah. Pet Shop Boys did this.
We may never meet again. Oh, baby. Yeah. She, if she could, she'd take everyone's hands, Molly. She'd gather everyone.
Hand or hair.
She'd gather everyone together for a day.
Wait, I think she might be calling right now.
Yeah. Listen to this Not a Hippie song.
Hi, you're on the air.
Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, then how did, then sing us a couple of lines from your hit song, Candle in the Wind.
In the Rain.
Candle in the Rain. Oh, that's
candles.
Right.
Candles
oh,
in
yeah.
the Rain.
I don't, oh, unless.
Yeah, give us a.
Answer this question.
Give us a line from Candles in the Rain.
No, she can't. She's a fake Melanie.
It's fake Melanie number two, though. It's not the same as fake Melanie number one.
We should have a whole, dedicated boat trip for all the fake Melanies out there. Everyone dressed in these long, flowing, hippie dresses.
Sounds fine to me.
I won't be there.
No?
No, I'll be busy that day. I'll have a headache that day.
Do you have anything to...
I'll have what they call a Melanie headache.
Do you have anything you'd like to wrap up with... Fake Melanie number two.
I'll just thank
two.
Her for calling.
Thank you for calling fake Melanie number two.
201-209-9368. Are we close to get to Melanie? Hey, has Melanie's daughter responded?
No, Dad.
No.
She's going to respond at 5 in the morning. So
golly.
Angry.
Yeah.
I don't like that it was my Instagram.
Neither do I.
I don't mind that at all.
I never would have done that for anybody.
Can you withdraw a thing from Instagram? Like, can you say...
Yeah, I think so. I have a couple accounts running around because I made them when I was young.
Yeah, you can delete a post on Instagram. So at least she has that.
Wait, I need my army of listeners to reach out and to Melanie on Facebook.
Well, you have 11.
Is she on Facebook?
Yes, she's on Facebook.
Well, then do your Facebook thing.
I don't log into Facebook.
But wait, doesn't FMU have a Facebook page?
I don't. Yes, it does, but nobody.
You don't know the number of your password of Facebook?
Hell no.
This whatever.
Andy, you have a warped view of. Of the world.
Wait, that's a warped view of the world?
Yeah.
But can't I guess what your password is?
No, you'd never be able to guess. So anyway, yeah, Melanie's on Twitter. She's on Facebook.
Okay,
I'm gonna guess. She has a website.
Freak flag.
You could. No! Stop insulting and making fun of Melanie. We're trying to reach her
okay,
here.
Okay, then let's see her website.
She's a real artist.
Yeah, bring up her website. Can you do that?
Yeah, that I can do.
Let's hear another Melanie song.
Okay, I'll do that first then.
She wants to gather all the beautiful people and put them in a field.
Yeah, and do what?
Take them by the hand.
I think it was grab them by the hair.
Yeah, and then just bring them to an open field. I got it. Yeah. Maybe then just lob grenades at them. I never heard the last verse of that song. Maybe it has a surprise ending.
So many famous artists have done her songs.
She's doing okay for herself.
Yeah.
Wait, are we really going to end without getting close to Melanie or her family? Wait, let's call her other daughter. Her other daughter.
What other daughter?
You said she had two daughters.
Oh, yeah. Layla.
Layla Safka?
Yeah.
Hold on.
L-E-I.
Hold on. L-E-I.
Oh, man, what the heck?
Go ahead. L-A-Y.
A-A-H. L-E-I-L-A-H.
L-A-H. Okay, and then Safka is F-O-F.
What happened to Nina?
I mean, S-O-F.
S-A-F-K-A. What happened to Nina Simone? Here we... Ah, Jesus. Here it is.
Oh, here it is. Nina Safka. Oh, S-A-F. Okay. Oh, she's this country singer. Hold on. Hold on, my friend. This is...
Yeah,
wait,
call her.
She's on Spotify. She passed
call her.
Well, I don't have her number.
Oh.
And who's singing this?
This is Nina Simone.
Well, look at this woman. That is Melanie's daughter.
Ooh, this is weird, this Nina Simone version.
Well, she's singing it like an old ragtime kind of song.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to prove the point of the first song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now it's going down. Now it's...
Oh, now she's going to sing more sincerely.
Now it's going to become more like a Nina Simone song. Okay.
Hold on. Melanie official website.
She probably did make some money on publishing.
Hey, Siri, contact Melanie. Hey, Siri, contact Melanie now.
Dad, I have a question.
Sometimes this works.
Was Melanie a popular name when you were a kid? Like, could you get away by...
By having a single name, just Melanie?
Because it feels like for other celebrities that are just one name, like Beyonce and Zendaya and Madonna.
Or Cher. You mean Cher? Yeah, that's an unusual name.
Oh, yeah, there have always been performers from the land of the one-named people.
But
Molly's saying it's not an unusual name. It's a very common name.
It feels like if you want to do the one name, you should have a weird name, right?
So that would be my first question, if I can reach her. Melanie, call me. 201-209-9368. Do you think somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows Melanie?
Well, that is
maybe on the phone now?
I bet 40 minutes ago you could have done it.
Oh.
Yeah, 40 minutes ago, Andy.
40 minutes ago when
We only have 7 minutes now.
We were all a lot younger 40 minutes
should
ago.
Should we go for Bob Seger in the last 7 minutes of the show?
Try to reach Bob Seger?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure I could reach my sister now in 8 minutes.
No, her
and she loves
getting,
me.
Well, her daughter's getting married.
Yeah, that's right, Ari. We love you, Ari. Mazel tov, Ari. I would have invited Melanie to the wedding. I would have invited her to that FMU cruise deal.
I would have been happy to host Melanie.
I would have sent her some air miles.
Yes, that would have been great.
Not that a hippie needs an airplane to fly.
She's
not.
They're
explain that joke to your daughter, Andy.
Well, see, when you take shrooms, you feel yourself just lifting off the surface of the earth naturally.
You're flying.
When you take as many shrooms as Melanie,
you're flying
now I feel
high.
I can diss her. Now I feel the odds of me actually talking to her are so low.
Well, they are. Now you've completely given up. And if anybody's in touch with her and they're listening to this, they would never advise her to call at this point. I really thought we had a shot. You've sabotaged the show.
When you said Jeremiah has not one, not two, but three numbers, I said, we're in like Flint. We've got it, man.
I knew it wasn't going to be easy.
I thought we were in like Flint.
Jeez.
Maybe somebody lives in her town.
You sabotaged the show from the very get-go.
Why?
Owen, you're probably, Molly's 20 minutes are probably up on your car, by the way.
And no one fed my meter?
No, nobody came down to feed your meter.
But maybe we do have a success and we don't even know it. Maybe somebody is emailing ken@wfmu.org.
Ah, yes.
With a job offer for my 18-year-old wonderkind daughter, my fit and able daughter. She babysits. She's responsible.
Dog sits.
She dog sits. She drives and drives in quotes.
Valet parking.
She doesn't valet park.
You don't want me to valet park.
She doesn't want her to valet park.
She does long distance haul driving.
She is
right?
Not a long distance haul driver.
No.
No, Ken.
Huh.
She has other talents, other skills.
Maybe if I got some better tips.
201-209-9368. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. ken@wfmu.org if you're in the Madison area.
Auto body detailing.
I'll bet she could learn.
Yeah, she'd be good at that. You're good with a magic marker, right?
She has to do something.
Molly.
She has to do something. Ken, what do you do? You must have a job.
Molly.
What exactly do you do? Maybe she could do what you do.
Molly, you
what do you do every day? Molly, you can do this. Go ahead. Ken, tell her what you do. Maybe you can be a station manager at a radio station.
Yes, Molly, you could.
What do you do? Like, what did you do today, Ken?
Today's my day on the air.
Yeah, you rolled it. Oh, okay. Molly can do that. Molly, you like to play music.
Yeah,
you like music?
I do.
Okay, and you have a beautiful voice, although you're very shy. You don't often use it in public, but you can be a good DJ. You're very witty. You're very bright. You can do a radio show. And then what else did you do, Ken?
Then catch up on all the email.
Molly does that all the time. That's all she does.
That you missed.
That, believe me, that's her strength.
While you were doing your radio show.
Molly can do that. Molly, you're a station manager.
You have some meetings.
Oh, Molly loves meetings. But Molly loves yapping away about nothing.
Molly, I was going to say that.
You love ordering people around, bossing people around, asserting your authority when you really have no authority.
Oh, yeah. You just like kind of flit around the office giving people contradictory instructions.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like the look of that record album. Let's put that in this bin.
You know.
Oh, hey, let's send the bin to the record fair. Yeah. Maybe we could sell some records. Well, you'll have to learn what a record fair is.
But Molly,
you've lost money in the past. You know how to beg for money from me. All you have to do is beg for money from listeners. Same principle.
It is the same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, I want to order Uber Eats. Send me some money. It's pretty much what you do all day.
But, Molly, you don't have to get a job. You only have 4 weeks to go.
You just have to stall.
You've run out the clock expertly.
But she has to leave the house.
My hat's off to you. Just do what Andy does. Leave the house and pretend to go to work. Yeah. That's all you have to do. And just go out and hang out somewhere for a few hours and then come back. That's what your dad does.
Maybe I'll take you out with me. Maybe it'll be take your daughter not to work day. Take your daughter to the public park. Oh, listen to that. Sweetest sound in the world. Means we can go home,
was
darling.
Is that really 7 minutes? Or are we
7 second
early?
Delay. No, we're ending it early.
Yes. No, 3 minutes. It's a 3 minute long
it's
theme
the most
song.
Beautiful sound.
No, you can't leave yet because it's a 3 minute long theme song.
Well,
it's a consummation. Yeah, you're welcome,
darling.
I didn't
like when you guys ran out of things to talk about how you made fun of me.
I apologize for that.
Oh, well, I didn't.
I'd leave. I'd leave when you guys ran out of things to talk about if I do this again.
Okay, well, we hope you do come back. Now, Molly, is there any other shout outs you want to make to your little circle of hoodlum friends?
No, Harold's the only one who listens.
Harold is the only friend you have that might be listening.
Yeah, he's a month and a half behind, he says, but he's making his way up.
Ah.
In a month and a half, I'll receive a very
In a month and a half, he's going to get, his head's going to explode.
If he manages, yeah.
That'll be about the same time that Melanie finally gets word that a couple of DJs in New Jersey were looking for.
Yeah.
Well, she's blown her chance, right?
No.
Even if she calls now, I don't want to talk to her.
No, I would talk
to
her now.
Screw you, Melanie. We've got other things to worry about now.
It's your own fault we didn't reach Melanie.
It's her fault.
No, it's your fault.
Unlisted number.
Hey, what would you do if we get to the car and there's an hour left in the meter?
You mean if somebody fed the meter?
Yeah, or if a bunch of people fed the meter. Maybe a whole village got together and fed the meter.
It takes a village
you don't know.
To keep Andy from getting a parking ticket.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody left you a screenplay underneath your windshield wiper.
Or
how all the best ones are found.
Or more likely, the local meter maid left me a $35 ticket.
Taxi driver.
Let's hope it's more than $35.
Well, you can both go to hell.
I think it will be more than $35. Well, Molly, thanks for sitting in with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. This is really
Hey,
fun.
Next time Molly calls in, she might be calling in from Kenyon College.
Yeah, I think next time I call in, I don't know. Never mind. I didn't have a thing to end that.
Oh, my God. And you can show your roommate what a phone looks like.
Aw. She's probably very nice.
They have phones in China.
Molly and I have no proof of that yet.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us. Oh, you want to thank Jeremiah?
Oh, Jeremiah, thanks for everything. We got very close to Melanie, thanks to you. Tantalizingly close.
Stay tuned for Vicky.
Complete disaster. Oh,
Dirty tough, dirty tough, dirty tough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Smoke, I wouldn't lie. Thank you.